Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and I'm with Jen Bryant from the Queen Alexandra College, QAC, the organiser of Site Village, I guess?
Yes, one of a brilliant team.
One of a brilliant team, okay. And how's it going this year? Are you?
Yeah, it's gone really well so far. We haven't had too many issues or problems. Everyone seems very happy.
Yeah?
So yeah, it's all been going good.
Do you think, you know, now that Site Village is in Manchester and London and up in Scotland, it sort of puts less emphasis on the Birmingham event now?
It doesn't seem to have been that way, no. We seem to get the same sort of visitor numbers year on, so it doesn't seem to change it too much, and it just helps us to get out to people that maybe can't make it down to Birmingham for the show, and you get to see a whole new range of people in different areas and everything else, so it's always good.
Because you've got consumers and professionals, people like teachers of the visually impaired and teaching assistants and people like that.
That's right.
Trainers,
yes. Yeah.
Parents, all of that. Okay, so you have on your table some canes.
Yes, I do.
Some canes, and I've just folded mine up. So tell me about your canes.
Our canes are, we import them from Revolution in San Diego. They're made of carbon fibre, which is very light and durable. So they're very long lasting, and they are very durable, and they're a bit lighter than your likes of your aluminium canes.
So if I were to get my cane, hang on, which is quite heavy,
yep.
I'll be honest with you. Is that an aluminium one?
That's an aluminium one, yes.
Right, okay. It's probably a bit worn as well. It's had a hard life.
It's been busy, let's say.
Used,
well
I always
used.
Say. You can always judge a blind person by their cane. Now,
that's true.
Not that you should, of course. Now, so there's some really tiny ones here. So they're guessing these are either symbol canes or they're aimed at youngsters.
Yeah, well, that's our lowest sort of size in our symbol canes.
Right.
So those are more ones that are used to show visual impairments.
And how do we persuade people? Because I remember as a youngster, you know, going off to university, I'd been at a school for the blind where I didn't really need my cane because the environment was quite safe. I knew where I was most of the time. And then when I went off into the, you know, the big wide world, I thought, mistakenly, that I could manage without my cane, and it wasn't until I'd fallen down a few flights of concrete steps that I then realised that actually I looked more foolish doing that than I did carrying a cane. So how do we persuade people that actually having a cane isn't necessarily a curse?
The way we tend to do it with our students is one thing we did introduce in was the coloured canes. And I know there's debates on different size on this one, that obviously a white cane is a white cane for a reason. But we found that a lot of our students would turn around and say, I don't want to use a white cane, it's stigma, everything else. And if we did it in their favourite football colours or their favourite colour, or something a bit more funky,
bit of bling.
More likely to, yeah, exactly.
They're Pimp
more
my
likely
cane.
To use it. And that's exactly why we did that, because...
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, giving someone the skills and the independence of using a cane is a lot more important, and if we can get them to do that, then it's all good. So that's what we do. We tend to use the coloured canes, and our students love them.
Didn't it used to be the case that if you had a red stripe on your cane, that meant you were deafblind?
Yes, red and white is deafblind cane. But we do it because we even do what we've dubbed as the disco cane, which is like a glittery cane, like silver, gold, green, red. It's like a hologramic tape on it, so it glitters. So we've even done that, and we did that for a lady who actually wanted a bit of bling when she went out, rather than going out with a white cane. So yeah,
right.
we do all sort of different colours and everything else. And our mobility team have got quite a few different colours that they source for our students. So yeah, they love using them, and they love to have something that's a bit more individualised.
Now, these carbon fibre canes that you're showing here, have you got any long canes? I mean, these are all symbol canes in front of me.
Yes, we actually have long canes over on the other table.
Oh, shall I come round?
Yes, okay.
Okay. She's gone.
Okay, so that's like one of our long canes.
So this is one of your long canes.
That's like what you use, but the carbon fibre.
Still quite short for me, but then I'm 5'10", so this is coming up to probably my rib. And I was always told by my mobility instructor that really your cane needs to come some way up your sternum.
That's a very interesting. I don't know that, because I've always been told the mid of the breastbone is the way it comes up to, but it does depend individually on stride and everything else.
Because you need it really to be sort of two paces away from where you are. So if the tip of the cane reaches the wall, you need to be able to step another, a couple of times for it to be effective. Yeah. But if you walk quickly...
Exactly, that's going to make a difference. This is the thing, it's so individualised. That's why we always say, before you use anything like a long cane, you need to have the training to figure out exactly what needs it is that you've got and you need for your cane and what size you need and everything else. You can't just pick one up and go and use it, and that's it. You have to have the training.
Because I noticed in the US, I think it's the NFB, they have what appeared to me to be relatively very long canes, up to your head almost, and single piece canes as well.
We do the, what we call, we haven't got any here today, but what we call the rigid canes. We do them up to a length of 140.
And centimetres.
It's one, that's like a one piece cane, so it's not folding. And it can be cut down to whatever size the person requires. So we start at 140, and if they want 120, we'll just cut it down to that. So that's what we use. But our top cane goes up to 150, but I know in the US...
Is this the longest one you've got today?
That's not the longest one. We haven't actually got the longest one out on display, but we've got a 145, which is a bit bigger.
Right, okay.
And our longest one is about 5 centimetres bigger than that.
So 145, this is more the kind of length that I would use for a cane.
Yes,
145 centimetres, I don't know what that is in old money. I'll have to ask Siri to work it out for me. But now this cane, even though it's 145 centimetres, like you said, it's very, very light.
Yes.
You could use this for quite a long time and not feel any...
Exactly,
all, really.
It makes a big change, because obviously if you're walking around with a cane, over time it can cause wrist strain and everything else. So the lighter it is, the better for the user.
Yeah. Okay, and then you said it's stronger.
Yep.
So my canes always end up getting a little bit warped, They get stood on, and so as you're saying, these will withstand any of that?
They do. They're a lot more durable, and they would actually shatter first before actually bending, which is what the aluminium canes tend to do. Tend to, over time, we see quite a few people, especially at events like this, coming in and the canes are slightly bent to one side or something like that, and that tends to be what happens, whereas ours are a lot more rigid and they withstand a lot more. We've heard stories that people have actually had cars go over them, and yes, the tips come off.
Yeah.
And I've lost that, but the cane's been fine.
The cane has survived.
So, they're a lot more durable. They're actually made from the same material that planes and that are made from.
Oh, really?
So it's the carbon fibre.
There we are. I'm just turning it upside down so I can get a look at the tip. There isn't a tip on this one. Is there a specific tip that you recommend?
It's personal choice, really.
I know where I started out on a straight tip, and then I think I went to a pear, and now I've got a roller.
That's right, always going up in size as he goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do all the different tips. We do obviously the jumbo roller, which is a bit like a golf ball.
Yeah.
We do the standard roller, which is a bit like a mushroom, and then obviously we do the things like the metal tips for the tapping, for the noise feedback. and obviously the pear tip and the standard pencil tip as well.
Now, in the UK, if you're blind, you can contact your local authority. And usually the sensory impairment team, they'll come out and they'll give you some mobility instruction. And generally, he says, touch carbon fibre, they'll give you a cane.
Yes.
Is it fair to say they're not likely to give you one of these canes?
It depends. We have a lot of sensory services and local authorities that actually get canes off us, that actually come through and buy canes off us, and then actually they then give them to end users. So yes, they do use those type of canes. I would always suggest if that's the type of cane you want to use, ask for that type of cane.
Well, maybe I will. And if somebody wanted to buy a carbon fibre cane, maybe they've had a few off their local authority who have now decided they're not going to give them any more canes.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anybody in particular here. what are the prices in the UK?
For the cane, depends obviously on what size you have. Your children's canes, which usually go up to around 85 centimetres, those are £23. And then your long canes, which are your adult sizes, which range from 90 up to 150, those are £28.50. And then added onto that would be, obviously, depending on what tip you have. So your static tips, like your teardrop tip and your metal tip, will be £5.50. Your standard roller's £11.25 and your jumbo roller's £15. So that's then added on, obviously, to the price of the cane as a whole.
And can we buy these online?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, as sale, we say give us a call and we can actually do telephone sales. So we actually we can order them over the phone. I'll try to get them out next working day if possible. And obviously we take cards, we take checks, we take cash.
So, Jen from QAC, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, you just give us a call on 0121 428 5041.
And on the web?
On the web, it's www.qac.ac.uk.
Jen, thanks very much.
No problem.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.